If mornings feel harder than they should, your sleep might be the reason. The original bamboo sheets by Caraloha create 5-star comfort that helps you fall asleep faster and sleep deeper thanks to the natural, cooling, soft benefits of Caraloha bamboo fabrics. No tossing, no overheating, just the kind of sleep that helps you wake up clearer, calmer, and ready to go. It's resort-level relaxation that turns every night into a reset for your body and mind. Start tomorrow feeling better than today. Shop Caraloha bamboo sheets now at caraloha.com. That's CARILOHA.com. And wake up to better mornings every morning.
You are listening to Perplexity.
What would you do if one morning you woke up and you found yourself in another dimension? Or if you looked around your room and noticed very subtle differences? Like your bed sheets were different than the ones on your bed when you went to sleep. Is it possible to enter another dimension? Could glitches in the Matrix be real? This is the story of Lorena Garcia and other glitches in the Matrix. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Perplexity, a Mystery Podcast. As always, I am your host, Kadra, and if you're new to the show, welcome. I tell tales every single week that have perplexed me, so if you love a good mystery that leaves you wanting more, don't worry, you're in the right place. And if you end up enjoying today's episode, I would love if you continue to follow along. If you're a returning listener, hello, my friends, welcome back. Happy you're here. I have a wild, fun, interesting story for you guys. Today, I haven't done a Glitch in the Matrix time slip episode for a while, but I've done one other one before, and so I'm happy to be revisiting this with you guys. If you haven't listened to episode 49, that is all about like time slip stories. I get into more of the science behind the concepts of like time travel. We talk about the multiverse, the gateway process. So if you want like more of a deeper scientific dive, I would recommend that episode. This is going to be just like really cool stories, but I'm excited to get into this with all of you. And very quickly before we get started, just wanted to remind everybody of some important things. As always, if you have not done so yet, I would love it so much wherever you are listening or watching to help a girl out. Leave 5 stars if you're listening on a podcast. If you're watching on YouTube, hit the subscribe button and the notification button. Drop a comment down below, like the video. That engagement really, really helps. So thank you in advance for that. And if you want to become a Perplexed Society member, check out the YouTube memberships if you're watching there, or if you are listening, go check out patreon.com/perplexitymysterypodcast. There are so many tiers on there. You get these episodes at least 2 days earlier. You get them ad-free, and there are free trials there if you want to just try it out first. You get stickers, a letter from me, and tons of bonus content as well, depending on what tier you join. You could even get a t-shirt. We've got creepy stories from the internet, Texas urban legends, so much documentary coverage. We have bonus episodes, cursed games, and much, much more. So go check all of that out on Patreon or in the YouTube memberships. Sources for today's episode will be available down in the show notes. So without further ado, let's get into some crazy time slip stories. First, we will start with the story of Lorena Garcia. Lorena's story begins on a Spanish science website known as Tendencias 21. An article was published by a doctor on July 26, 2007, titled, "Reality Could Be Composed of Multiple Universes." This article went on to discuss scientific theories around the concept of the multiverse and time travel. On the morning of July 16th, 2008, a 41-year-old woman named Lorena Garcia, who had been living in Spain, would come across this article. She would go on to leave a comment that would be republished all over the internet. Lorena would describe her experience with the multiverse, and she was begging people for help. She would begin by saying, quote, "Hello, my name is Luz. I'm 41 years old, and I think I jumped into a parallel universe. I find it hard to tell people because everyone will think I'm psychotic and no one will believe me. Please, if anyone has had a similar experience, write me an email," end quote. So then Luz would go on to tell her story. For the last 4 months, she had been seemingly living in another universe. And it all started one perfectly normal morning. She had gone to bed the night before, but when she woke up, she noticed the sheets on her bed were different than the ones that she had on when she went to sleep. This was obviously strange, but what else is she supposed to do? So she went on with her morning routine and drove herself to work, the same job that she had been working for the last 20 years. She got ready, got in her car, and everything seemed the same. Her car was in the same place that she had left it the night before. Her route looked the same. Her apartment looked the same that she had been living in for the last 7 years. But when she got to her office, there were more things that were off. There were coworkers there that Lorena had never seen before. There was also a tag with somebody else's name on her office door. At first, she thought she had the wrong floor, but she looked around again and confirmed this was her office. Lorena was perplexed. She thought she must have been fired and not notified. But then she got on her PC and connected it to the company's wireless network and found that she was still employed. She was on the company list. But strangely, Lorena was now under a different manager in a totally different department. So now she's like, okay, did I get transferred and nobody told me? Is this like downsizing? What's going on? So she's kind of panicking at this point, and this is when Lorena takes her wallet out and she starts studying each and every component and form of identification that she has. She looks at her credit cards, her driver's license, her work ID, but they all look completely normal. The same name, same photo, same numbers, same address, everything. So what she did next is exactly what I would have probably done. She called it a sick day and went home. Because she's trying to be logical about this. She's thinking there has to be something wrong with her. So she starts driving home, and she suddenly finds herself seemingly transported into another dimension. She's looking around, and the road that she's been driving on suddenly switches and becomes completely unfamiliar to her. And again, this is a route that she's taken for 20 years. She was surrounded by buildings that she did not recognize. The once blue sky was now orange. She continued to drive and she noticed the cars around her appeared to be from a different time period. People on the street were walking around and they were dressed in clothing that appeared to be from the 1970s. Eventually, Lorena reached a town that she had visited in her own timeline many times, but it looked different. She wasn't exactly sure if she was in the right spot, and she had no idea how she had found her way there. The buildings and the streets were different, and she couldn't find any familiar landmarks. She even tried asking people for directions, but when she started talking to the locals, they spoke a completely different language, one she had never heard before. She couldn't find any way to communicate with these people. For the next several hours, Luz experienced severe derealization, which is basically where you're in so much shock, you feel like you're outside of your body. But then, seemingly, poof, she found herself back on a familiar road, and things seemed back to normal. And I've got to say, the thought of this is absolutely terrifying. Just like not doing anything wrong, going about your normal day, and then somehow booping into somewhere else. Like, I don't even know what I would do. So again, Luz is trying to be logical about this, so she thinks there's something wrong with her, and she makes an appointment with her doctor. So she went that same day, they ran all of these tests, and they confirmed that she had no alcohol or drugs in her system. They're checking her vitals, her health, and all of these markers appeared completely normal. When she returned to her apartment that she had lived in for 7 years, she started looking at articles online, and she found that the date in this timeline was the same date in her other timeline. So it's like wherever she was, the time was the same, if that makes sense. She began looking through all these files that she had, bank statements, personal checks, anything that she could think of. But these also, like her IDs and credit cards, appeared completely normal. So she began to wonder if she had some type of amnesia. And she started thinking about other people in her life, anybody that she could talk to help figure out what the hell was going on. She remembered she had broken up with a boyfriend about 6 months ago, and she had recently started dating someone new named Augustine. Augustine lived right down the street. Augustine and Luz had been dating for about 4 months. She had also met Augustine's son. So she's like, I gotta call him. I need to talk to somebody about this that I can trust, you know? So she pulls out her cell phone. She calls Augustine's number, but somebody else answers the phone, saying she has the wrong number, there's no one by the name of Augustine. Luz, over the coming days and weeks, became so confused and desperate at this point that she even hired an investigator. And this investigator could not find any trace of her boyfriend of 4 months. There was no Augustine, his son wasn't there, it was like neither of them had ever existed. So it turns out that Luz and her ex-boyfriend, the one that she had broken up with 6 months prior, in this timeline were still together. Luz would say about this quote, I left and started a relationship with a guy in my neighborhood. I know it perfectly. I've been with him for 4 months. I know his name, his address, where he works, where he studied. Well, that guy doesn't exist now. It seems that he existed before my jump, but now no trace. End quote. Can you imagine waking up and you're with your ex-boyfriend? Like, what a nightmare. So eventually she went to a psychiatry clinic for further testing. Surely she had suffered some type of mental breakdown. But no. Apparently, all of the test findings were normal. The psychiatrist posed that she had perhaps been under a great deal of stress and she had hallucinated these inconsistencies. Which, I mean, is again logical. Stress does do crazy things to the brain. But this was getting harder and harder to rationalize. She was having these interactions with her family, and they were also starting to be concerned for her well-being. For example, Lorena was talking to her parents one day, and she remembered that her younger sister had recently had a shoulder surgery. So she asked her parents how her sister was recovering. They looked at her very confused, because Lorena's little sister had never had a shoulder surgery. They had no idea what she was talking about. And morning after morning, Luz was waking up and she was in this same timeline. The days turned to weeks, to months. Lorena would go to work like normal in this different department under this different manager, because what else is she gonna do? And she would go back to her apartment with her ex-boyfriend. She just tried to live normally, but things just kept coming. The clothes in her drawers and closets were different. There were things in there that she had no memory of purchasing. She also kept a blog, and the entries that she had made for weeks in the other timeline were missing. Emails and chats that she had archived in her other timeline were missing from her computer. But when she would browse news sites and blogs, the world seemed to be the same. So, like, relevant events that were going on in her other timeline, I don't know, like politics or natural disasters, for example, those same things were still happening in this timeline. Eventually, she could only come to one conclusion. She had gone to bed on a seemingly normal night and woken up in a parallel universe. Now, let's break this down. Of course, there are people, including myself, who are skeptical of this story. This sounds insane. People often say that this story is a hoax or that it was embellished. Other people try to point to a medical condition like amnesia, epilepsy, or some type of dissociative episode. But Luz consistently maintained her experience was genuine, that she had seen a psychiatrist, a doctor, had all these tests done, and she said she had no history of any medical or psychiatric conditions. The other thing that makes me skeptical about this story is I did find the website and the article where her comment was apparently posted, but I couldn't find any such comment. I have a friend who's also familiar with the story, and at least when she was looking at it, apparently the comments were there, but it seems like if those comments were there, they are now deleted from the website. Additionally, several researchers and investigators have attempted to study her experience, and they have been unable to find a cause. I also found some sources that say Lorena Garcia now suffers from significant depression because of this whole ordeal. She's still seemingly stuck in this other dimension. So, are there other things like this that have happened to other people? It's seemingly there are a lot of other stories. We talked about some of them in episode 49, and I came across a lot of glitch in the matrix types of encounters on Reddit, so let's get into those now. This first one comes from Reddit user Mind is Like a Spaceship. Quote, "A little late to the party, but going to share my story anyway. So I have one nice suit. I have a total of three or so, but most of them are 6 to 9 years old, have a few stains, and they don't quite fit right anymore. I got a new one 2 years ago, and the thing fits me great. I look sharp. After my dad's funeral, I took it to get it dry cleaned at the same dry cleaner that I've been to for the last 15 years. It's a half mile down the street from my house, but couldn't really remember picking it up. It wasn't on my mind as I hadn't needed it for anything. So about a year later, I had a funeral to go to, and I couldn't for the life of me find my fucking suit. I took every piece of clothing out of my closet, one by one. I meticulously scoured every surface in there, trying to find the suit, and it was nowhere to be found. I go to check all of the other closets in my house and the coat closet in the front hall. I mean, I tore this house apart, checked my closet multiple times, fucking nothing. The suit is not in my house. I'm like, all right, maybe I forgot to pick it up from the dry cleaner. Long shot, but I might as well go ask. So I head to the dry cleaner and I ask, hey, long shot, but it would have been over a year ago. Is there any chance I might have left a suit here that I forgot to pick up? So she tells me that she can look at my name and phone number, and after having received both, she tells me I've never been a customer there. I'm like, what do you mean I've never been a customer here? I know it's been a year or so, but this is literally the only dry cleaner I've ever been to. I live a half mile down the street. I've been coming here since I moved here 15 years ago. My parents both came here. My sister comes here. There can't just be nobody in the system with my last name. I ask her if owners or systems have changed recently, and she says no, that they've been the same for the last decade. And if I have ever been a customer here, it would be in the system. I gave her my last name again, parents' numbers, etc., and nothing. No one in my family is listed as ever having dry cleaning done there before. At this point, she's looking at me like I'm insane, as I'm standing there trying to understand why and what the fuck happened to my suit then. I leave and go home, ready to throw in the towel and pick something else to wear. I walk into my closet and my suit is sitting right there in the middle rack in my closet with a tag on it from the dry cleaner that just told me I had never been there. End quote. What a small, random, terrifying thing to happen. Like, we all love our routines and our sense of like control and normalcy. So just the idea of one little thing being off and it spiraling into an existential crisis is like a little too real for me. That's very scary. So this next story comes from Reddit user la-chica_salvaje, and they say, quote, "About a year ago, my mom and I were in the first parking space area of a small shopping mall. She was getting things ready for the store, and I was waiting. The space in front of us was a large white SUV. I can't explain why, but I had the urge to study this SUV when I usually don't even pay attention. The family that owned the SUV came out, and it was a father, infant in a carrier, and a little girl. The little girl stared at us the whole time that her father was getting into the car. She had this huge, oversized bow in her hair and a side ponytail and just kept staring even as they walked to the driver's side. She didn't take her eyes off of us. The father packed her up. My mom also stared at her. It felt very strange. We went into the store right after the whole family was in the SUV. When we went to open the door, the same exact family came out. An odd little girl, a father, a baby, and the father was still holding the shopping bags. My mom and I looked at each other in horror because it took him 5 minutes to pack his kids into that SUV. How could he have gotten out, ran into the store in the few seconds it took us to walk to the sidewalk in front of the store? And we were not the only ones who saw this. A worker from the food place next to the store saw it, and we all exchanged looks of horror. I have no idea what this was, but I can tell you that very few people have believed me and my mom." End quote. That story is getting into doppelganger territory, and I feel like that's also a very big part of like time slip and glitch in the matrix theories is, you know, kind of Rick and Morty, the idea that there's a bunch of Ricks and a bunch of Mortys in the universe. But yeah, it's like, it's seemingly they're in the same universe, right? So it's, I don't know, it's creepy. I don't like that. And the little girl just staring, like, can you not? Can you stop, please?
If mornings feel harder than they should, your sleep might be the reason. The original bamboo sheets by Caraloha create 5-star comfort that helps you fall asleep faster and sleep deeper thanks to the natural, cooling, soft benefits of Caraloha bamboo fabrics. No tossing, no overheating, just the kind of sleep that helps you wake up clearer, calmer, and ready to go. It's resort-level relaxation that turns every night into a reset for your body and mind. Start tomorrow feeling better than today. Shop Caraloha bamboo sheets now at caraloha.com. That's caraloha.com. And wake up to better mornings every morning.
This next story is from the Glitch in the Matrix subreddit, and it's Reddit user Absolute Grief. Quote, "I think this is the right place for this, although it has some crossover with other slightly paranormal experiences we've had in our house. Last night, my wife and I were going to sleep, a few minutes past midnight. We have no kids, no pets. We are the only people in the house. We had washed our bed sheets and duvet earlier in the morning and had put fresh bedding on right before bed. My wife has a stuffed animal possum from when she was younger named Puddin' Pop. He usually is just plopped down at the end of the bed or sometimes down on the floor when he rolls off the bed. Occasionally, she'll cuddle up with it when we're going to sleep. While falling asleep, we were just laying there talking. I'm spooning her with my arm over her, with my arm and head being the only parts of my body outside of the covers. As our conversation is trailing off and we're getting sleepy, I say something like, Where's Puddin' Pop? Did we put him back on the bed after making it? She just responds she isn't sure, and then we were quiet for a few minutes. Maybe 3 minutes go by, and Puddin' Pop suddenly lands on my arm, which is slung over my wife as we're cuddling. He's stuffed with the material inside Beanie Babies, as he makes the distinct plop sound like if you were to drop a Beanie Baby down on a table. It's a very audible sound. Our eyes shot open immediately. Did you just drop Puddin' Pop down on me somehow? No, how would I? She responds, and she was completely under the covers other than her head. So she was immediately freaked out. The stuffed animal came down hard enough for her to feel it through the covers and to jolt us both awake. We have no bedside table by the bed. Nothing at all that he could have fallen off of. Our bed is essentially just against the wall in the middle of the room. I have no real explanation of where he came from, how he just dropped down on top of us or anything. Very bizarre, and I found it very hard to fall asleep for the next hour. That story sounds more poltergeisty to me, like maybe they have a sweet little helpful ghost or something that was like, here you go. This next story is from Reddit user Jess Guile. Quote, I'm freaking out. I am really freaked out by an experience my daughter and I had last week. We were selling Girl Scout cookies in front of a Walmart early in the morning and had a repeat event happen. It wasn't busy at Walmart, and we weren't selling cookies, so I told my daughter, 15 years old, to say good morning to everyone that walked by. Two men walked out of Walmart that I had noticed walking in separately a bit earlier. As they were walking out, maybe 10 feet apart, they were not together, I told my daughter to get their attention and say good morning. She said no because she said one guy looked scary. He was a big biker guy. And the other guy was on his phone. She didn't want to be rude. But both guys had a very distinct look. Maybe 1 to 2 minutes later, she saw them walking out again. All parts of the scenario were exactly the same, except for our reaction. We looked at each other really confused and then talked about what the fuck was going on. We were both freaked out. I actually chased one of the guys to his car to ask if he had left the store twice or if he knew the other guy. He said no to both questions and looked at me like I was crazy when I told him the story. I have chills, like my whole body is in chills just writing this post. What does all of this mean? It feels extra scary because my daughter and I both witnessed this glitch. There's no way for me to write this off because we both saw the exact same thing. I can't get this experience out of my head. I need answers. End quote. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, that sounds like a glitch to me, for sure. And I don't like that they look the exact same. And I think it makes it more credible always, right? If somebody else experiences it too. This next story is from Reddit user S and These. Quote, I live in NYC. The L train runs from Brooklyn to Manhattan under the East River. In Manhattan, the stops are 1st Avenue, 3rd, then Union Square, which is a major transfer point. During the morning rush hour in 2012, I was in a packed L train, which emerged from the East River at 1st Avenue, opened its door, per usual, closed them, then proceeded along the track, per usual. About 30 seconds later, the train stopped, and the announcer said, 1st Avenue, 3rd Avenue next, stand clear. I looked a bit stunned, but the bleary-eyed passengers were mostly staring into their phones. I imagined I must have gotten confused. The doors closed again, and the train took off down the track, slowed down, stopped, and opened its doors. The announcer said, 1st Avenue, 3rd next, stand clear. This time I poked my head out quickly and saw it definitely was 1st Avenue. I spoke up shyly to no one in particular. Hey, did anyone notice we stopped at 1st Avenue 3 times? But just one or two people kind of looked up quizzically and then evaded eye contact. The doors then closed, the train took off, slowed down after 30 seconds or so, and opened. Third Avenue, Union Square next, stand clear. The train continued west, down the track, normal as could be. For years I've thought about this event. I was there, cognizant and clear-eyed as ever, clutching a coffee, but I've never found any explanation. End quote. What I love about these stories is they're always like normal, everyday experiences that we don't think anything about, but they're so important to us for our sanity, you know? So if there's like one little thing that's off, one little glitch, it's so unnerving. This story is from Reddit user JDay057. Quote, "Something weird is happening in our town, and only my family seems to notice. I don't know if this counts as a glitch in the Matrix or what, but we have been having some strange and scary phenomena lately. The first thing we started noticing were small things like duplicates. We would see someone somewhere, only for them to inexplicably end up somewhere else. For example, my mother and I saw and chatted with an old friend at the grocery store, and when we arrived home later, we saw on Facebook that the person was out of the country, on vacation, and had been there for a few days. They also have no memory of speaking to us. Another time, my mother and brother were leaving a doctor's office when they saw a crazy old woman in smelly, tattered clothes enter the office and start speaking with the receptionist. While she was talking, my mother and brother got on the elevator and went down to the lobby from the third floor. Upon exiting the elevator, they saw this same crazy woman was in the lobby waiting for the elevator to go up. Sometimes it would be an event aired on live Facebook that we had already seen days prior, or a child celebrating their birthday twice with the same exact party in photos. I've taken phone calls that were duplicates of calls that I've already taken with the other person swearing we have not spoken yet. The scariest thing, though, has been the deaths. There have been 4 deaths in our community of very well-known and influential people, and every single one of them has died twice. We hear about their deaths and see the RIP posts on Facebook. We see the community fundraisers put on to raise money for the funerals, and we even see the cars at the church or the funeral home, only for these same people to die a week or two later, and all of the RIP posts and fundraisers happen again. Only our family seems to notice these things happening. My mother and siblings and my 2 children. We don't know what's happening, and it's starting to scare us. Does anybody have any idea what is going on or how we should deal with it? We are scared." End quote. Yeah, I mean, move? What else are you gonna do? Like, move out of that town. There is something very creepy and scary and insane going on there. I don't like that. I don't like that people are dying either. That sounds like something that should be made into a movie. This next story is from Reddit user Randall Schmidt. Quote, "Apparently, there were 2 of me at my friend's party. This is, without a doubt, the scariest and most unexplainable thing that has ever happened to me. One Saturday night, several months ago, I attended a birthday party at a friend's house. There were about 40 people in attendance, split between the basement and the main floor. I didn't go down to the basement even once, because the music down there was extremely loud, which I hate, and most of my friends were on the main floor anyway. My best friend had even given me a ride to the party, and we stayed together the whole night. A few days later, I ran into a distant friend of mine at school who had been in attendance. We started talking about the party and how we wished we had gotten a chance to talk because we don't see each other often. He took out his phone and started showing me some of the photos that he had taken that night. He got to one that showed him and a girl posing for the camera in the basement, with me standing in the background, smiling and looking in the direction of the camera, but not quite at it. I obviously freaked out and told him I had never gone in the basement. He told me that he had seen me there for several minutes. He said he even tried to say hello, but I seemed very distant and distracted. I called my best friend and she confirmed that I had been with her the entire night. I was not drunk or drugged. I drank nothing all night except a water bottle that I brought with me. To this day, when I think about the picture, it scares the shit out of me. There must have been another me in the basement. End quote. That is so scary. And that reminds me a lot of a story that one of my OG listeners, Scott, told me. He's a Perplexed Society member. He told me a doppelganger story, I think around the time that I did the doppelgangers episode. He has seen, if I'm remembering this correctly, either he saw his doppelganger or somebody else saw his doppelganger at like a bar in Texas or something. They were like dancing at a bar and had like this really creepy smile on their face. I'm just like, absolutely not. No, absolutely not. So this next story comes from Reddit user TemptoTasoon. There's like four S's, so that's why I said it like that. This is a very well-known story. I want to preface that, but I've never told this story on the podcast before. So it is called A Parallel Life / Awoken by a Lamp. And for people who don't recognize it from that title, maybe you'll recognize it as The Lamp Story. But it goes, quote, "My last semester at a certain college, I was assaulted by a football player for walking where he was trying to drive. Note, he was 325 pounds and I was 120 pounds. While unconscious on the ground, I lived a different life. I met a wonderful young lady. She made my heart skip and my face red. I pursued her for months and dispatched a few jerk boyfriends before I finally won her over. After 2 years, we got married, and almost immediately, she bore me a daughter. I had a great job, and my wife didn't have to work outside of the house. When my daughter was two, she, my wife, bore me a son. My son was the joy of my life. I would walk into his room every morning before I left for work and doted on him and my daughter. One day, while sitting on the couch, I noticed that the perspective of the lamp was odd, like inverted. It was still in 3D, but just wrong. It was a square lamp base, red with gold trim on four legs, and a white square shade. I was transfixed. I couldn't look away from it. I stayed up all night staring at it. The next morning, I didn't go to work. Something was just not right about this lamp. I stopped eating. I left the couch only to use the bathroom at first, and soon I stopped that too, as I wasn't eating or drinking. I stared at this fucking lamp for 3 days before my wife got really worried. She had someone come and try to talk to me. By this time, my cognizance was breaking up and my wife was freaking out. She took the kids to her mother's house just before I had an epiphany. The lamp is not real. The house is not real. My wife, my kids, none of that is real. The last 10 years of my life are not fucking real. The lamp started to grow wider and deeper. It was still inverted in dimension. It took up my entire perspective, and all I could see was red. I heard voices, screams, all kinds of weird noises, and became aware of pain. A fucking shit ton of pain. The first words that I said were, "I'm missing teeth." I opened my eyes and I was laying on my back on the sidewalk, surrounded by people I didn't know. A lot were freaking out and I was completely confused. At some point, a cop scooped me up, dragged / walked me across the sidewalk and grass, and threw me face down in the back of a cop car. I was still confused. I was taken to the hospital by the cop. It seemed he didn't want to wait for the ambulance to arrive, and I was given CT scans and shit. I went through about 3 years of a horrid depression. I was grieving the loss of my wife and children and dealing with the knowledge that they never existed. I was scared that I was going insane, as I would cry myself to sleep, hoping that I would see her in my dreams. I never have. But sometimes I see my son, usually just a glimpse out of my peripheral vision. He is perpetually 5 years old, and I can never hear what he's saying. End quote. I've heard other stories like this before of people who suffered like a brain injury or a concussion, and they get knocked out and have these incredibly vivid dreams to the point where it's like, part of me thinks it's impossible that our brain is making this up on its own. I don't want to get into dream theory too much, but there are people who believe that when we dream, we are in another dimension, universe, whatever you want to call it. And it reminds me of this story. I can't imagine grieving the loss of somebody where it's like so deep and real, but they never existed. So that, everybody, is the perplexing story of Lorena Garcia and some other possible glitches in the Matrix. So what do you guys think about these experiences? Do you think they're paranormal? Do you think it could be something psychological? Do you think it's time travel? I would love to hear y'all's thoughts down below. And if you have ever experienced something like this, I would love to hear your story. I always love reading listener stories on the show, so you can submit those in the comments down below on YouTube, or you can DM me on Instagram at Perplexity Mystery Podcast. You can email me, perplexitymysterypodcast@gmail.com. All of the things, let me know. And I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. If you did, leave a 5-star review, please and thank you, wherever you listen, and wherever you don't listen is also great. Like this video, subscribe to the YouTube channel. If you really want to support the show, if you want early ad-free episodes, merch, if you want to unlock over 60 pieces of bonus content, creepy stories from the internet, urban legends, documentary coverage, so much more, go check out the Perplexed Society. That is patreon.com/perplexitymysterypodcast. It is as little as $2 a month. And I love my Perplexed Society members so much. You guys are the only reason that I get to keep doing this show. So thank you so much for that. And yeah, this episode got really existential. Glitches in the Matrix are so interesting to me. I really want to do more episodes about like time travel kind of experiences and stuff like that. It just really makes you think about how vast the universe is. And I don't know, I'm rambling, but you all are amazing. I hope you have a great week and stay safe. Don't wake up in another parallel universe. And I will talk to you guys next week. Bye.
Thank you for listening to Perplexity, a mystery podcast. Hosted, written, and produced by Kadra Brannon. Assistant producer is TJ McRae. If you enjoyed today's episode, tell the world about it by leaving a 5-star review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. It really is the best way to support. Have a topic request or a perplexing story of your own you'd like to share? Send an email to perplexitymysterypodcast@gmail.com. If you would like to support the show further and unlock exclusive bonus content, join the Perplexed Society at patreon.com/perplexitymysterypodcast. Perplexity merch and additional support links can be found in the episode description. Until next week, stay curious.
If mornings feel harder than they should, your sleep might be the reason. The original bamboo sheets by Caraloha create 5-star comfort that helps you fall asleep faster and sleep deeper thanks to the natural, cooling, soft benefits of Caraloha bamboo fabrics. No tossing, no overheating, just the kind of sleep that helps you wake up clearer, calmer, and ready to go. It's resort-level relaxation that turns every night into a reset for your body and mind. Start tomorrow feeling better than today. Shop Caraloha Bamboo Sheets now at caraloha.com. That's CARILOHA.com. And wake up to better mornings every morning.